Bradford faces a grim situation. The peril of smallpox lies over the city. No one can tell at this stage whether it will be...
Some vaccines have been extremely successful.
If you want to see one of the greatest public health achievements ever, all smallpox and how we were able to eradicate it.
That's Rich Lakin. He's the immunization program manager at the Utah Department of Health.
Wisely, Bradford responded with vaccination. Already 100,000 in that city have been treated at emergency clinics. Vaccine for a further 100,000 has arrived.
Smallpox was a contagious childhood disease that killed about 30% of the children who contracted it. Due to an effective vaccination campaign, the disease was declared eradicated in the U.S. in 1972 and in the world in 1980 by the World Health Organization. Eradicated, as in no longer present anywhere in the world. Vaccines work best when most people in a population get them. This is because of a concept called herd immunity. Some people have stronger immune systems than others and therefore build stronger immunities against a disease when exposed to the vaccine. If a person with a relatively low resistance to the disease only encounters other people who have relatively high resistance, the disease is not likely to spread to that person since they're not likely to come in contact with anyone who is infected. Basically, vaccines hinder the chain of infection. The number of people in a population that need to be vaccinated to impart herd immunity depends on how contagious the target infection is. Smallpox, which was very contagious, required almost everyone in the population to be vaccinated to provide protection through herd immunity.
We always kind of put like a 95% of the population needs to be vaccinated, or at least 90%, somewhere in between there.
Doctors and scientists often use a measure called R-naught to describe how contagious infectious diseases are. If the R-naught value is lower than 1.0, that means each existing infection causes fewer than one new infection. If the R-naught is 1, the new infection rate is 1 to 1 for each existing infection. If the R-naught is higher than 1, more than one new infection is likely to arise for each existing infection. So, for example, the R-naught value for seasonal influenza is estimated to be between 0.9 and 2.1. It's an infectious disease, it at least replaces itself, and sometimes one infected person can infect more than one person. Shockingly, the R-naught value for measles is between 12 and 18. Measles is extremely contagious, so the vaccination rate needs to be high to effectively impart herd immunity.
Don't be fooled by measles. For centuries, measles has disguised itself as a harmless childhood disease. But underneath lurks a killer responsible for the deaths of more American children than any other infectious disease.
Earlier this century, public health officials hoped to eradicate measles in the United States.
Measles was so close, but now exemptions have increased, and now we're starting to see outbreaks again. That's a prime example of herd immunity.
Christian Chevrier does not believe that vaccines are effective enough to provide any protection through herd immunity. She's a vaccine choice advocate, often called anti-vaxxers.
When you have a vaccine where, A, you don't know whether it's effective or not, you don't know whether it's working in all people, and B, you know that it wanes, but it's probably waning at different rates in different people, and you also have an adult population who has never had boosters, most of them, you cannot have herd immunity under those conditions.
Yeah. The immunity will wane over, 50 years or 40 years because your body hasn't been exposed to it. And so that's why they do recommend boosters in adults.
All 50 states have laws requiring school children to get some vaccines, including the MMR, the vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella. But they also all provide avenues to get medical exemptions for children who cannot be vaccinated. 45 states also provide options for religious exemptions, and 15 states have philosophical exemptions. Utah allows for all three of these exemptions. Chevrier does not believe that the recent uptick in measles cases is a concern.
See, the thing with measles is it's actually a super mild disease or illness, not a disease. It lasts for about a week, and if you have vitamin A and you have clean living conditions and rest, you usually don't ever have complications. Where we have the death is where there's a population that doesn't have clean living conditions, they don't have access to good nutrition, and they don't have vitamin A.
Lakin disagrees that measles is so easily managed.
Simply bunch of hogwash. I've always heard people talk about that there's holistic type stuff out there that they can take to prevent from them getting any type of infectious diseases, and it's simply not true.
He says the effects of measles can be very serious.
I know at least like 1 out of 20 could get pneumonia, which is going to be one of the most the reasons why they die. 1 out of every 1,000 that gets it gets the encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain. If it's swelling of the brain, then that means you're going to have central nervous system problems. For every 1,000 children who get it, 1 or 2 will die from it. Measles, a pregnant woman, give birth prematurely, long-term complications. They could have permanent hearing loss. So those are just a few of the symptoms.
Additionally, there was a study in 2005 that found 1 in 10,000 people who have measles develop a disease called subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, or SSPE. This disease causes swelling in the brain in children and young adults 6 to 10 years after they have measles. There's no cure, and it's almost always fatal. A 2016 study indicated that if the patient has measles when they're a baby, 1 in 609 of those survivors will develop SSPE.
Measles usually does its dirty work with the help of a vicious gang. Pneumonia, the deadly childhood killer, and brain inflammation, the mind crippler.
According to the Center for Disease Control, or the CDC, the measles vaccine included in the MMR is 93 to 97% effective. The World Health Organization estimates that over 21 million deaths, mostly children, have been prevented because of the measles vaccine since 2000. Despite this, some parents still worry that unintended side effects from the vaccine may harm their healthy children.
I came to the conclusion that for my children, that it was probably best to not to continue to vaccinate. Let's see. Well, the fourth one was probably 2 months when I made that decision. And then I would have had, I think, a 7-year-old would have been the oldest.
We got to remember that the anti-vax movement is a small population, very loud, but a small population. With exemptions, they are increasing. We saw a 0.5% increase between 17 and 18. So, yeah, we are seeing our exemptions increase, just like the rest of the country.
To be vaccinated is the only protection.
The rate of MMR vaccination among school-aged children is still over 90% in
Utah. Much of the old opposition to vaccination has gone. That is proved by the rush of people seeking to be immunized.
Happily, if rates of vaccination remain high in the communities where non-vaccinated children live, it's unlikely they'll ever be exposed to measles or any other vaccine-preventable childhood diseases. I used many resources to produce this story, all of which are available at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Rohde.
267 people have died of smallpox in Pakistan.